Thanks for tuning in. Here are my true stories from an anonymous little girl who's now a grown woman.
When I was a kid, I'd fuck anything. If I thought it would fit in my little pussy, I'd fuck it. Grinding on couches and teddy bears and pillows and different things from the refrigerator made their way into me. Carrots and cucumbers. I was a horny little slut. Probably from about the time I was 6 or 7 on. I just wanted something inside me. I knew it felt good, and so I kept doing it. I'd wake up and find myself grinding at my pillow or humping the edge of my bed. My pussy needed something. Oh, it still always needs something. Oh, God. One day, my neighbors went out of town. And I was about 8 or 9. They lived 2 houses down from us, and they asked my mom if I could take care of their dog while they were out of town. I loved animals. And I really wanted to play with this dog. And not in the way you're thinking. At least not at first. She let me. And every day, twice a day, I would go over and feed the dog. And let it outside and play with it. And then once right before bed, and make sure it got to go out once more. It's an older dog. It knew exactly what it needed and could hold its bladder until I got there. It was a male dog. And one day I went over. I was wearing a little sundress. It was so warm outside, I remember. I was standing in the backyard as the dog ran around, and I just started kind of flapping my sundress just to feel the air on me. I was a naughty little girl, and lots of times I went around without panties on. Yeah. The dog must have smelled something, or I'm guessing that they did things with it. Because it was trained. It came over and put its nose right against my little clit. It felt so good. I was like, holy crap, what is this dog doing? So I took it inside, because even then I knew the backyard wasn't a good idea. Got in the living room and I sat down on the couch and I was rubbing his head. And I opened my legs. And he just immediately started licking. I had never felt anything like that in my entire life. This dog's tongue was so big and so wet right against the thing that was so needy on me. All the way from my ass to the fucking top of my pussy. Again and again, this dog just licked. Oh, God. I just laid back and I felt so good. I must have come 2 or 3 times just from his tongue fucking me and licking me. He really seemed to like it. After the 2nd or 3rd time of coming, I sat up and I looked down and I saw my first dick. And it happened to be a dog dick. It was red and poking out of his fur, and was dripping some kind of fluid, and it turned me on. I didn't know how to get him to fuck me, but I was small enough that I thought maybe if I just kind of bent over the couch with my knees on the floor, my instincts were right. I got into position and he mounted me. Fuck. I had never had anything inside me, so at first it hurt. I cried help, but nobody was there, and that dog was not stopping. Oh, God. After a little while, it just started to feel good. Oh, fuck.
I can still remember that feeling to this day. And the feeling of him speeding up. His hot breath on my neck as he panted and pounded into me. It was so fucking hot. I was just moaning and screaming, knowing no one would fucking come in on us. I felt his dick start to swell. At first it hurt a little, but then it just felt good. I felt full, stretched out. And then I felt him starting to come. Oh, God. That feeling. As he filled up my pussy, his doggy cum nodded into me, unable to get out. Oh, God, it felt so good. I came just from him coming, I think, twice. And then not tying us together. Fuck. I wanted more. Little did I know I'd be stuck like that for a while. Feeling him inside me. I had been trained not to pull out, so I just stayed there. Locked into me. Me feeling full of that dog's cock. Moaning and squirming and rubbing my clit like a little whore. Oh, God. Fuck. Once his knot finally went down, he slid out of me. Oh, I spilled cum all over the floor. His and mine all mixed together. And he started licking it all up. Licking it out of me. And oh, God. Fuck, I came again just from his mouth. And he went and laid down. You know, somebody in that house fucked that dog regularly. Besides me. The whole time they were on vacation, 2-3 times a day. I didn't care that I was getting sore. I didn't care that, I don't know, somebody might catch us. I just wanted that dog inside me. Fuck, that was a good week. Felt so good to finally have something fucking me. It was just the start. It was the start of all the dogs I fucked after that. I was such a little whore. But you see, other little boys and girls could talk. Dogs couldn't. And they didn't seem to care. Even the girl dogs didn't mind licking your pussy if you coaxed them into it. I became the best dog sitter in the neighborhood. Everyone's dog was always happy to see me. Oh, I just wanted more. Tales of the young dog fucker. How she loved to have her pussy pounded by dog cock. Just thinking about it. Oh, God, that's me so worked up. Oh, God. Keep tuning in if you want to hear more stories of all the dogs in the neighborhood that I used. I can't wait to tell you about them. Anonymous little bitch signing off for the night. Hope to hear from you soon.